How are we doing? Congratulations, man.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm doing good. Honestly, just been running around doing a lot of media stuff.
But I know.
I'm loving it. I'm living the dream, and you know, I'm excited to see who they take right here.
As are we. We're just gonna. Kels is watching. This happened a couple of times before when we get guys right when the Flames are about to select again. So we'll make sure that we find out who they're selecting. Tell me about today. I guess first of all, tell me about the moment when you heard your name selected at number 9.
Yeah, had a pretty good feeling leading up to that pick that you know, I might be a Flame. So you know, a lot of emotions run through, obviously, and for me and my family, and you know, it's been an incredible day. I mean, there's no words to describe a day like this. You can't really recreate a day like this either ever. So try to soak all this in and enjoy.
What about your talks with them leading up made you think that the Flames might be the team that selects you?
Yeah, you know, I have people around me that are pretty knowledgeable too, and you know, I kind of knew that there was a little bit of interest there for my agents, and but they might take me at 9, and you know, I had a really good talk with them at the combine as well. I thought I spoke very well, and I think they thought so too. So you know, I think the stars kind of aligned.
What do you know about Calgary? What do you know about whether it's the Flames organization or the city? What do you know about Calgary?
Yeah, not much, honestly. I know about the Saddle Dome, obviously, and, you know, the Stampede. And you know, my dad has a practice in Red Deer, so he's out there all the time. And,
okay.
But no, not too much, but I'm looking forward to getting to know the city.
So you're going to be out for right around Stampede, so you'll get an opportunity to experience that. Can you take us through what happens backstage? Like, what is going on back there after you get selected as a top 10 pick?
Yeah, I mean, I think it goes for all the first rounders and everyone here. I mean, I think it's pretty much the same process, to be honest with you. Go to media with Sportsnet and then take our photo in front of that wall there. And then, you know, we're headed to a lot of media stuff, a lot of photos, and did a lot of Upper Deck photos as well.
You ready? Here comes your next
28th
teammate.
Pick. The Calgary Flames are proud to select from the Muskegon Lumberjacks,
nice.
Matvei Gridini.
Nice.
Oh, so this is this is a pick that you like, hey?
Yeah, I know Matvei. I've skated with him a lot, especially in the last couple weeks. Just an unreal kid, honestly. Like, and then obviously he's represented by Dan Milstein and Gold Star, so pretty connected there. I mean, that's pretty cool, honestly.
So Matvei goes number 28 overall to the Calgary Flames. So tell us about, well, we'll get back to you in a second. Tell us about skating with Matvei and kind of what you noticed and seeing from him.
Well, just being around him, I know he's an unreal kid. So, you know, I mean, I was fortunate enough to spend some time with him and some of the other prospects from Gold Star, and you know, just a class kid. And then on the ice, he's pretty intelligent, very smart, and then he's got exceeding skill. So I mean, that's a great pick, I believe, and I bet you management loves that pick.
That's pretty cool that you were very familiar with him. So that's neat. We'll chat with Matvei a little bit later on. Okay, let's get back to you. What's it been like being a Memorial Cup champion, man? How has it been since you raised that thing at home in Saginaw?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't get better than that, to be honest with you. And you know, I've received a couple individual awards this year, but nothing tops the Memorial Cup. So, to be honest with you, I loved every moment of it, all 10 days. And you know, I'm lifting that trophy over my head. Nothing felt better than that.
So that had to be awesome. Sean Kelso has given me some good intel on you, and which I'll ask you about in a second. But like that battle that you had all season with London, you were neck and neck with them in the regular season.
Yep.
They beat you in the round robin, and then you beat them by one in the Memorial Cup final. Like that had to be it's awesome to win regardless, but to beat London like that had to be unbelievable.
Yeah, you know, that's the path we wanted to take. Honestly, we talked about it. The you know. The days leading up to the Memorial Cup, we wanted to play London. We wanted to, you know, I'll be honest with you, we wanted to take their hearts out. And
yeah.
they took our hearts out, and you know, I loved every moment of that. Scoring with 20 seconds left, I mean, you don't write a better script than that, to be honest.
It was an incredible game to watch, and that's, and he ripped their
you
hearts
like that
out.
One?
I liked that a lot.
Good.
That was good. Okay, tell us about your season. We're chatting with Flames first-round pick Zane Parekh, went ninth overall from the Saginaw Spirit. Tell us about your season. 96 points. Like, an offensive explosion like that, you basically tripled your point total from the year before. How does that happen, and especially when you're the one doing it? Like, how do you see something like that happen?
It's a great question. I don't know what to tell you, to be honest with you. I thought I had a really good year. But, you know, I did a lot of work in the offseason. I mean, pretty determined kid. I know what I want, and I go and get it. I like to think I work really hard. And you know, people don't see the stuff that happens behind the scenes. But, you know, playing with a group of guys in Saginaw and under Chris Lazar, I mean, it's the easiest thing, honestly. I bet you anyone could do it.
As the season's going along, do you realize that you're having a pretty special year?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, but it's normal for me. You know, I set pretty high expectations, and I know my dad says we don't never set expectations, but you know, I set pretty high ones for myself. I you know, I'm pretty hard on myself, and I want the most and the best. So, to be honest with you, I wasn't too surprised with the year I had, but going through the stretch, I mean, it was pretty cool to list off those accolades.
So how do you, I mean, we see the points, we see the goals, but how do you describe yourself? And I'm sure you've been asked this question 600 times since the draft process has gone through. So now you're a pro at it. Now that you're a member of the Calgary Flames, how do you kind of describe yourself as a player?
Yeah, well, I'm not a pro at it, honestly. I think I change my answer every time, to be honest with you. But,
let's see what the new one is.
No, I'm kidding. Honestly, I think I'm an offensive defenseman, a really dynamic one. You know, like to play with the puck, but I think I took steps in the right direction in terms of away from the puck. But you know, I think I'm a creative kid. Like to express my creativity on the ice, and a pretty good hockey IQ too. So. It's not a bad combination there. I think it's pretty deadly and helps you play hockey.
How have you seen the defensive game come along, or the away from the puck play improve? You felt like you've taken some big strides there?
Yeah, I mean, you should have seen me at the start of the year. It wasn't too pretty, but I'll be honest, at the end of the year I thought I really dialed it in, and throughout the whole year it was just built in practice, to be honest with you. You know, the things you do in games start with your practice habits and how hard you're working there. So, you know, I think I'm going to be a capable NHL defender when it's all said and done, and when I'm at my best. But you're not drafting me to defend. You're drafting me to be a dynamic puck mover.
Yep.
So, but, you know, I'm still running out that side of my game, obviously, and it's a huge thing for me.
When you were selected, I was like, oh, geez. It clicked about 5 minutes afterwards. Okay, Zane Parekh led the OHL in scoring amongst defensemen. And then at number two is Hunter Brustevich of the Kitchener Rangers, who's also a member of the Calgary Flames organization. Tell us a little bit more about Hunter and what you know about him now that you're in the same NHL organization.
Well, honestly, I'll be honest with you. Hunter's been a pretty big influence on me this year, especially.
Yeah?
And, you know, I've competed with them all year, so you know, I was competing to beat him out for a couple things, to be honest with you, and I won't list those things, but you know, he texts me all the time and congratulates me on the things that have happened, and you know, I text him and congratulate him. So honestly, we're pretty good friends.
That's awesome.
And I can't wait to get down to the dev camp. But just an unreal kid. Like if people don't really know him in Calgary, which they probably should have got to know him throughout the year, I mean, unreal kid, just a great person, great personality, and even better hockey player.
Have you heard from him yet today?
I haven't checked my phone, to be honest.
I don't wait a little bit. Your head's your phone's already exploded.
Yeah,
your
honestly, I mean, I got to figure out where I'm going to start in terms of
who you're responding to.
I don't know what's going on.
Why is Cale Makar the guy that you look up to? Why is he kind of your NHL idol?
Because he's Cale Makar. No, I'm kidding. He's just the best at what he does. I mean, you watch that guy play. There's no one better than him in the NHL in terms of as a defenseman, and someone that I think I kind of play a little similar to.
Yeah.
Obviously, I make similar moves that he does, and you know, I think we think the way the game a little bit of the same way. Obviously, I'm not Cale Makar, and I don't play like Cale Makar, but I take little bits and pieces from his game and watch a lot of video. But you know, I'm my own player, but I think he's probably the closest person I'm trying to model my game after.
Did you make the connection, Cale Makar, Calgary guy, born and raised there, and now you're a member of the Flames?
Well, I didn't think about that till now, but you know, I know pretty much of all of his backstory. Obviously, I've followed him very closely throughout the years, and you know, I know he played in the AJ and Brooks, and then went off to UMass. But yeah, no, we're a kid. It's pretty cool. I mean, I met him yesterday, I believe.
Okay.
Like, unreal guy, great personality. I mean, it was a cool talk.
I believe what Sean Kelso told me when I was talking to him. Did I hear correctly that your brother just got invited to Calgary Flames development camp?
Yeah, so I think a week ago, my brother Issa got invited to Dev Camp at Calgary. So nothing to do with me, honestly. Like I didn't know it was gonna happen. I honestly had no idea where I was gonna go in the draft.
Yeah.
It was unpredictable. But honestly, we didn't even talk about what happens if I go to Calgary. I think my agent brought it up and he's like, yeah, you could beat him up if you want. And then you know, I talked to a couple guys right after I got picked. I'm like, shit, my brother's going. Sorry. My brother's coming to Dev Camp with me. Like, I'm like, how cool is that? Because, you know, there's a lot of bloodlines in the NHL, but, you know, to actually experience something like that, it's awesome.
So your brother, Issa's his name?
Mm-hmm.
And he's playing out west, right?
Yep, correct.
Okay.
Played in Nanaimo this year.
Okay.
In the CHL.
That's super cool. That's another really neat experience.
Yeah, so got to get a photo with them when we go to Dev Camp. It'll be pretty cool.
That's awesome. Okay, couple more. Rubik's Cube, is that legit? Like, you can actually... I did my research.
You should have researched.
Can you... I'll ask about that as well. can you do a Rubik's Cube pretty easily?
Yeah, like 40 seconds.
40 seconds?
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I'm a nerd.
Well, I mean, you graduated at 16.
Yeah,
is that right? 16?
I know. Yes, 16.
And now 1 year at the U of T?
Kind of.
Yeah. Took some classes.
Yeah, exactly. And then, you know, SPSU was Saginaw Valley State this year.
Okay.
And then obviously with the team.
Okay. Can you tell us about this picture? What am I looking at right here?
It's pretty cool. I mean, I'm looking at me and Marshawn Lynch together. I mean, you should have heard the things he was saying. He apparently he's a pretty good hockey player too. I don't doubt it. But you know, it's pretty sick, honestly. Like being able to see all these guys around and everything.
Yeah.
I mean, it's awesome.
So that was, by the way, I just showed him a picture of him posing with Marshawn Lynch, which is pretty neat. Last thing, I think I heard you say this. The goal is to make the Flames out of training camp, right? Like, I know that there's a lot of things that need to happen, but, like, you're coming to training camp with that mindset. That's what you need to come to camp with,
yeah,
right?
Why wouldn't I, right? I mean, I think every kid that gets drafted tonight should. And at the end of the day, I'm going to work super hard, and I'm not even thinking about the OHL. You know, realistically, I probably might go back, to be honest with you, but... you know, I want to try my best to start in the NHL, and we'll see what happens. If I'm fortunate enough to play nine games, that'll be a dream come true. But, you know, if that doesn't happen, it's okay. I'll go back to Major Junior and work my butt off and come back the next year trying to make the team again. So, you know, it's going to be tough, but I'm going to try my best.
Man, it's cool. Good conversation. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Jeez, it's been a pretty good run, hey? The Memorial Cup and now a ninth overall selection.
Yeah, I mean, it's what dreams are made of, so pretty special.
Congrats, man.
Thank you so much.
Welcome to the Calgary Flames.
Thank you.